Cleveland.com.
A crossover is
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. You need a hug. You need to, do you, would you like Damon and I to hug you?
Why?
And dust you off? Because
from the crossover yesterday?
I was in the car yesterday and somebody who
these guys
used
are
to
really
work
mean
with,
to me.
Not us.
Not you guys.
Not
the
us.
Other crossover.
So I got
were they?
I got a text from somebody who you used to work with that they go, you guys need to go and bail Connor out. And I was like, what are we talking about?
Why do I get painted out as the weird one? Because I like to try as many foods as I possibly can.
So I don't
why
know.
Is that weird?
I don't know exactly what they were talking about. They just said
either.
We needed to go
but
take care of you. Because you were getting beat up.
I was.
I wouldn't stand for
it. Became too,
did you not fight back?
It was like, well, Nick sort of, yeah, I fought back.
One on three. Have you ever seen me fight?
Nick,
I get backed into a corner 1-on-3 outside of a bar.
Nick was sort of on my side too, but like on some things.
But, too timid to stand up.
Yeah, he's
Nick's the only cool one though.
They learned about Connor's no alterations.
Yeah, I don't make substitutions.
Yeah.
Yeah. That floored me for
a
second.
Yeah, you couldn't hang out with...
You know, it's not as bad as people make me out to be. I am particular, but sometimes you just don't want everything.
Yeah, well.
So do you know who's perfect for you?
Who?
Block 16 special is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I love that.
It is.
I love that.
So if you don't like it, you either pick it off or you don't get it.
That's right.
All right, so we got your back. So if you want to go three against us three, we'll go.
All right. Now, there are some odd
some corners.
Food takes on that show. One, though, I agree with. Josh is anti-warm fruit. I think that should be universal.
Warm fruit, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of an instance where I
pie.
Enjoy... Oh, yeah, no.
Like
I don't really
like
pie that much anyway.
Warm up pie?
Yeah. Pretty overrated.
Yeah, pie is overrated.
Yeah.
I think cake's overrated.
Cake is way overrated. Cake is trash.
Depend on what kind of cake.
Trash?
Don't trash all cake.
It's just unnecessary.
Cake. Good cake is good, but there's a lot of bad cake.
Give me ice cream. Be honest.
It's a true serum. When's the last time you craved a piece of cake versus eating it just because it was in front of you?
I've never once in my life craved a cake.
That's my point.
Bubble Room Red Velvet Cake.
Just the one my mom makes me for my birthday every year.
But it's really more
about like my mom is making me a cake.
You know one thing that I never...
Love Touch?
That I used to be
That's
like...
That's a real thing.
I used to be fundamentally against, but now I kind of am in on lemon bars.
Pretty terrible.
Lemon bars are good now for me.
I don't know anything that is lemon in bulk that is.
So. I used to be like, this sounds ridiculous. Right?
Now it's become 5-on-1 against Connor. I think.
I'm not like standing up for lemon bars. Like you
the
know,
time, the saying. Time with the little powder on top.
Yeah, yeah.
So you must have enjoyed the College World Series desserts.
That's where it's come from.
A couple times they had lemon bars.
The media spreads. They always have lemon bars at the end. So now I've eat more lemon bars over the last like 10 years.
I think lemon is in the lines of coconut where you reach a point where it's just too much. Very similar to peanut butter.
I can get along with that.
Lemon is in that doing too much.
Are you a lemon meringue pie person?
Smile, I mean, just the looks of that is tough.
Not key lime pie either?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now you're a Florida guy. You probably love it.
But I know like one time, okay, I can't continually, and not all key lime pie is created the same.
You got to have it from the keys.
Yes. So I'm very disappointed that neither one of you went to Baker Square. You guys didn't have a Baker
Center?
You didn't have a Baker Square here where it was known for its pies?
But we had a Baker Square like shopping center. I think it was on 84th and Frederick.
Banana cream pie?
Yeah.
Overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Shush your mouth.
Shut your face.
I don't know. There's only a couple of desserts I would be like, okay, it'd be nice if
But you're not an ice cream guy either, are you?
No.
No.
I did find a
gallon. I went out of my way the other day.
I found a gallon for $7 yesterday, though.
So I went out of my way because I had a craving the other night.
Neapolitan?
French vanilla.
I found a McDonald's where the ice cream machine was not broken.
It's pretty good.
I almost said racial, but I was like, wait, yeah, we do.
It's not a race. It's not about race.
It's multi-color. Multi-flavor. Whatever. The 3-in-1 stuff.
It's called Neapolitan.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Oh, I just want vanilla.
Yeah, I got French vanilla too.
But every time there is a cake, I'm like, do you guys have a scoop of ice cream that I could throw along with this? Because Yeah.
You know what you'd like?
I got to have ice cream for dessert if I'm having dessert. I'm not a dessert
guy.
You
and Eddie Murphy.
I'm not a dessert guy.
Which is going to go right over your head. Never mind.
I know who Eddie Murphy is, but
yeah,
I
yeah, but he has an ice cream bit, and I guarantee you've never seen
it. Ice cream man.
It's not going to be funny to him.
Is this an SNL thing?
No, oh. No, it's raw.
I just love his. Oh, I know who Eddie Murphy is.
What do you know about Eddie Murphy?
I have to apparently I have to stand up for myself now.
Oh,
so
I see Dr. Doolittle.
I had your back. I went into the producer's dungeon, and I was saying hi to everybody, and somehow your name came up.
Sure.
Oh, because they laugh. Everybody laughs at the crossovers. And I was like, man, I said, I feel like we got to get Connor to see more movies. And almost Nick and Josh in different words, but the same message, that wouldn't be any fun.
Oh, because you like that I'm the idiot.
We like the content you provide for us, Connor.
I mean, they each said it a different way, but almost like, at the same time. Well, interesting. What fun would that?
No, it's all right. I'll just be over here. I'll just keep taking the hits.
No, I kind of like the fact you're very passive aggressive in how you give back too, though. That is part of your appeal. Like you know how to. It's not like overt, but it gets in there.
I know what you guys are sensitive about.
We're old now. We're not sensitive about anything.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of with Connor on that one.
I don't know.
I got more things to rile me up.
Hey, so speaking of getting riled up, young Yahshua.
Yes, sir.
Would you have fired your agent?
Hell yes!
Sorry, Anthony.
It didn't have to go down that way!
Hey, is that real? Are we believing Doug Gottlieb?
It would be the first time I've ever believed Doug Gottlieb.
So Freddie Freeman fired him.
Yes.
No, okay. People keep saying that. Freddie Freeman said it's fluid.
Yeah. That's Freddie Freeman, the nicest guy in America.
Yeah.
So
I don't
want
to rock the boat, but I am going to have to let you go.
Theory that this lets him off the hook with the city of Atlanta.
No, he was off the hook.
Yeah, nobody actually. Yeah. Well, I don't think they.
Okay, Atlanta fan.
He won a World Series ring. He came back at the big round of applause.
So you really think that an agent just doesn't tell you about the deal of your hometown team?
He took,
if you believe Gottlieb,
he took a smaller deal in the long term to go to the Dodgers, but it got the agent more money immediately. So yeah, I do kind of believe it.
So the agent, if this is true,
on here?
It doesn't look like it.
I wonder why it bubbles up. Those don't
look like bubbles.
Sharp, was there plastic on here?
Yeah. You have never taken it off.
Yeah. Well, I need you to find it and get
those
it off.
Don't look like bubbles. They look it looks like
dirt. He's got plastic on there. He's never
taken
it off.
No, look close. Don't be so judgy McJudge. Well, just look at it straight on, goofball. Those look like bubbles.
Perfect time to jump on 1620thezone.com and watch.
I can take it off.
Are you sure that there's plastic on there?
Because he's never taken it off. I was here the day that he got the computer and he opened it up.
Oh.
It looks like there should
but
be
you
plastic.
But you can clean that screen.
Well, it's possible that it's just dirty.
Screen.
You're dirty.
Yeah. Oh, what's your comeback? Come on. Hey. We're training you.
Stand up for yourself. Hey.
Let's go. Why'd you just get into the turtle?
Hey, that sounded so childish, didn't it? Like,
you're dirty.
How come you didn't have a response like loaded up? Well, not like you.
That is so untrue.
I know you are, but what am I?
I don't take 4 showers a day.
Yeah.
No, 4
technically, I'm not dirty because I showered this morning.
That's what I should have said. I should have said, all right, mister, 4 showers a day.
Wow. I come by it honestly. My mom and I had this conversation. I get it from my dad.
As an agent, you have neglected your duties to do the best interest of your client. But here's the thing. This is how this works. You can't tell me that at some point the Braves front office didn't reach out directly to Freddie Freeman.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that,
And said, hey, Freddie, what do you want to do?
Hey, we're only going to go through your firm.
There's no way he found out about the offer over the weekend in Atlanta. I do agree with that.
But he's just talking to people? He heard a rumor?
But I think what happened this weekend is he got around more front office people from the Braves that he probably asked, okay, how'd this all go down?
Yeah, you got to let me know why you left that extra $30 million in the long term on the table.
And someone said, this is what happened.
Extra what?
And boom, his agent is fired.
What?
Like he's just talking to them, and the front office guy says, "Hey, so you didn't get our offer? Did you not get it?
Really bummed you didn't take that offer, Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie goes, excuse me, what?
What offer?
So do you want to, you don't want him back. You got Matt Olson. He's got 30 doubles.
That's what I'm saying. Atlanta fans are fine.
And Freddie Freeman is going to be fine playing for the Dodgers.
I think that's part of the, hey, no hard feelings for leaving is because both sides kind of get what they want. Freddie got to go home. Yeah. Matt got to come home.
And he was just in Atlanta.
If you're not 21-5 in June, it's
If they're losing and they don't have Matt Olson, it's different.
Yeah. Matt Olson's batting a .150.
Albies, no Acuna, and they're 21 wins in June. That's a lot. And they quietly have ran down the Mets.
And he's gonna come back.
When?
Play his last year in Atlanta.
That's great. He'll be 30.
Whoa. You're holding out for that?
I'll call that shot now. Absolutely.
Just retire a Brave?
Mm-hmm.
How old's Freddie? 32,
is he, Yeshua?
Yeah, that all sounds right.
He's disrespectful to Matt Olson. He's going to run Matt Olson, who is actually from Georgia, out.
Oh, you're not going to put Freddie at first base when he's that old?
DH,
baby.
He can come back and he can just be a figurehead.
Fred's 32.
Yeah. Fred's 32. Right. Olson signed a 7-year deal.
And you know what?
It lines up perfectly.
Crazy
Fred come back
Chipper
at 39.
Chipper Jones, before last year ended, said, don't go anywhere. Finish as a Brave. Be like Dale. Be like myself.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Be like Chipper.
Okay, your baseball head's not named Gary Sharp. Because Sharpie fawns over Ohtani every day. Every day in some
He does
capacity.
Something amazing every day.
Shohan. Well, I mean, the 11 strikeouts, apparently nobody's ever done before. Or the shutout scoreless innings. Nobody's ever done that
All
before.
Happened against the Royals, by the way.
Okay, so that's really my point. In order to get into this GOAT discussion, do you need some more high leverage situations versus fun loving losing Anaheim?
Of course you do.
See, I didn't want to come across as a hater.
After a certain amount of time. We didn't get on Trout about it until like a few years ago.
Yeah, which means he was doing what he was doing for like 7 years.
Correct. And he's still
Ohtani's done it for not quite a full season.
And Trout's played in a grand total of 3 playoff games and lost them all to the Kansas City Royals in 2014. People might forget that.
No, Sharpie brought that up.
Yeah, that's on Mike Trout's resume that he is.
Like I
three
just would like to, I just would like to see some high leverage situations.
I would like
and
to see
And maybe
he's
too. Not going to get that with the Angels, but
you would agree though. I mean,
he was not my he didn't
He is a very good player on both sides.
Yeah.
He has accumulated what I think somebody said 2.5 wins above replacement in the last 2 weeks.
He's a very good player
or something like that.
At both things he does.
And that makes it pretty amazing.
Yeah?
Because he's doing both things at the same time?
You never heard of Bobby Thigpen?
I have.
Bobby Thigpen could have been that guy. Bobby Thigpen would come out of the outfield and get 3 outs and then go hit 400.
Yeah.
Ohtani and Trout both have a WAR of 4 right now, and that team is trash.
Okay, so they play key roles in games they win.
It doesn't make sense.
It's high. It's just hard. Like, I've seen too many guys flourish in these markets with low expectations where you don't really get, there's no pressure. I think part of greatness is the moment.
Yeah, but look at guys.
Baseball is the only sport that is so statistically driven.
Correct.
We don't even like having these conversations.
That's happened so many times.
It happens to every NBA player in a nondescript market.
I think your point is fair that, there need to be some wins that come along with it.
Like, let's use...
But what more
Bradley Beal?
What more could Ohtani do? So the last 3 starts, he hasn't given up a run. He struck out 30, and over that same time period in those 3 games he started, he's hit 4 home runs. There's only so much he can do. He's doing his part.
How about Joe Mauer? Joe Mauer has a great career in Minnesota.
Careful.
He's revered forever. He's going to have his name on the wall.
See Sharpie's hair stand up?
What'd he do, Gary?
That's his guy.
He didn't win any playoff games. They didn't win any. They lost to the Yankees every single time. Nobody cares. Joe Mauer had a great career.
He had a Hall of Fame career. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
But are Twins fans saying, Nah, we didn't get enough out of Joe Maurer.
All the examples he could have picked.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong? Does he get offensive about Joe Maurer?
That is his guy.
Joe and I are friends.
Let's use Joe Maurer as the example, then.
Hey, I don't know. Let's try to discredit.
But this happens.
Joe Maurer.
I'm not trying to discredit Joe Maurer. It's the opposite. I'm trying to credit him.
You mean how Minnesota Twins fans react?
I'm just saying, there's been a lot of guys throughout the history of baseball who had great 15, 20-year careers in smaller markets with no pressure on them and are still revered by their individual fan bases. This is not a new thing.
But he's a little bit different because he was a local kid. He had a lot of pressure.
How many years did you... Hold on. Terrible analogy. I know
Ohtani's only been 3 years.
Yeah, talk to me. Three?
Right?
Like,
he's been around for three.
No, when we speak of him in these kinds of glowing deals, we're talking about 190 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Season and a half.
Because he got hurt his first
Like
year.
You fast forward 8 or 9 years like Maurer. Okay. Good comparison. Like right now, we're still it's quick. It's in baseball terms, this isn't longevity.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's
but
not.
The way we fawn is like, oh, that's the part I'm trying to reconcile. We haven't seen it since the olden days. I get it, but I just like perspective.
His perspective is
it's pretty unique. I think it's pretty unique.
I mean, he might win the Cy Young and hit 40 home runs this year.
It lacks the longevity as of right now, but I think it's pretty unique.
And he's not going to be able to do both that much longer, I don't believe. But in the moment, he could win the Cy Young this year and hit 40 home runs. That's
Cy Young. Shohan Ohtani win the Cy Young.
The AL MVP race is going to be quite the deal this year.
Well, as long as the Yanks keep doing what they're doing, not really.
Should be Judge.
Probably.
Yeah. He just hit 29 and do you know how many come-from-behind wins they have for a team with that many wins?
Yeah.
So they're not just in cruise control. Now, they're capable of hitting the X button, but they've come from behind 20...
Yeah, they're insane.
5 times?
What are they tracking for right now? Like 115?
16.
Yeah, they're on the Mariners' pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But...
It'd be really funny if they got beat in the first round.
If you really wanted to...
Yes, it would.
Oh. Well, that now they've entered the territory of World Series, but... Are they the best team in the American League, or do they just have the best record? Because the Astros are a thorn.
Yeah,
and
they actually handled them. Tonight.
They handled them.
We need that.
Now, those
ALCS
games were
again.
Now the Yankees were fortunate to win two of those. Those come from behinds, but I mean, they came back from 3 down twice to win two of those games.
Yeah, they were getting no hit through 6 in the one in the Judge walk off.
If I'm the Yankees, though, I don't want to see the Astros in the ALCS.
No.
Dude, the Astros staff, more nondescript studs.
And, yep, they are. I mean, look, the
How
Yankees.
How many people can name who shut down the, I mean, well,
it's
Verlander.
Like, we don't even know how to say your kitty.
But the day before, so right. they just went
quitty.
From.
Christian Javier and who was the other
Valdez.
Guy? Valdez, yeah.
And then they have Verlander who's won 10 games. So they just went from Yankee Stadium where they split 4. And as you mentioned, if the Yanks don't come from behind, they win all 4. They go over to Citi Field, and they just won the 2 mm-hmm. against the Mets. They come home tonight. The Yanks and the Astros actually play tonight down in Houston. I mean, if I'm the Yankees and I'm having this magical season and I've got everything going, I do not want to see the Astros.
No.
In a 7-game series?
Yeah, well, I think they have the better manager for one, but.
You tell that son of a gun no Yankees ever coming to Houston.
I mean, it would be a great ALCS.
That's
going to be an awesome ALCS.
Here's the part of the Astros is, how are they still doing this? Have you seen what Alex Bregman is hitting?
Yeah.
How are they doing are doing right now?
No Correa.
Yeah. By the way, Correa is going to get paid.
Well, Yordan Alvarez.
Has been a beast, and I don't know why people continue to pitch to him.
Uh-huh.
And they have Pena, who is, I guess, the next Correa. Yep. But Alex Bregman is hitting 182?
Yeah.
Is he even hitting 200?
Not very
low.
But
look, everybody just look at Jake Myers, who, I mean, he's going to be in the starting lineup every day and played center field for them.
Imagine if he'd have stayed healthy.
Yeah.
He'd have been on.
And they've got a really good staff from Presley in the back to the 3 starters we named. I mean, Dusty Baker is, I had problems with Dusty in Chicago. But Dusty Baker,
anybody
in Houston
that likes pitchers did. Well, I mean, you're not alone.
He just, I didn't like how he,
is that Michael
how
Jackson?
He managed the team, how they played, like
and
pitch
he,
selection.
And he said Presley too, so because I think he was that was about Priscilla, not Priscilla. What's the one he used to like?
Lisa Marie.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Mr. Pop Culture.
Have you seen Elvis?
I haven't seen the new.
Do you
Elvis
know Elvis?
Movie. I do know Elvis.
Okay.
That appeared to not be a very full theater.
Oh.
Elvis.
I did not see a movie last
night. Well, I think it's got, you know
really?
What?
I didn't go see a movie last night.
So all
Were
of the
too
movie
busy
talk.
Making dinner? Or?
All the movie talk. Has there been any like negative movie reviews lately? It seems like.
I just told you about a movie that's being banned in multiple countries.
But that doesn't mean it has a bad movie review. It just means people have like standards.
I haven't seen one single bad reviews. Thing said about Top Gun.
Yeah. No, not a bad review. And I'm not seeing
I
it for
seen Top Gun
Elvis
yet.
Either.
Whoa.
Are we afraid to do bad reviews over Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks movies?
Maybe.
No, but is it in the Elvis movie that he borrowed music permanently?
Yeah, how much they dive into that.
Yeah. That oh. I actually am in interested in that. Do Me they talk too. About that at all?
I think they do.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious.
Oh, that's right. You haven't seen it yet.
Because you have to tell part of that story. But can we get back to, we just buried the lead.
What I did last night?
What was for dinner since you didn't go to the movies?
So you know,
yeah, you kicked, went to the grocery store.
You kicked me in the butt yesterday.
I did not. I just asked you why you leave dishes in the sink.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to get those dishes out of my sink because Dad told me to. And then I went to the store and I grabbed one portion of dinner for myself. I went to the meat counter and I said, I'm looking for something for tonight. What do you got? And the guy said, we got this. And he upsold me. You know, to
you let a guy decide your meat?
Yes, this is the whole thing. From
if you went to my, if you went to the place that I like to go,
I went not to that place.
Oh, because there, my man Gus, they got a great meat department.
I went to not that place.
Okay, so you went.
Was it a place closer, like in the 130s?
In the 150s on Maple, where there's helpful.
You did go to that. That's my guy Gus is in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
maybe it was Gus.
Got the. Very distinct mustache.
Yeah, he was very confident about it. He was like, we just got these in. They're great. Got it. Can't remember what it is, but they were nice. Prime filet.
How much were you swayed by the Yellowstone
Time out. How do you not know what you bought?
I know what it was. I just can't remember it.
Like, what's it like when you go to Jiffy Lube?
That's something my kid would say. I know where it is. I just can't find
it. I tell him I don't
it.
Want anything except for the
Then you don't
oil change.
Know where it is. You don't know what they got you?
I know. I can't. I don't know what it is right now. It was a prime filet. Some yeah, small half pound.
Little hunk of steak, no marble.
Had marble.
I wonder what cut it was.
He said they just got them in. They're great. And I said, you know, which one? And he asked me which one it looks the best. I don't know. You're the meat guy.
Nope.
Grab one for me.
Well, you're putting a lot of faith in.
He's
somebody
the
else's
guy
hands.
Behind the meat counter.
But you got to.
I obviously don't know what I'm talking about. He's the guy. He knows what's going on, so he grabbed the meat for me.
Okay.
And
was it relative? Was it affordable?
It was.
I don't want to be that guy.
Affordable. It was expensive.
Okay.
It was expensive.
So it was probably a good piece of meat, maybe.
But digits. It was a dinner for one.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So you
and
justify
dinner for
it.
One.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Any all sides?
Right. He's like, you want anything else? You need a twice baked potato. I'm like, no, I think I'm going to go with, because I grabbed a.
Stuffed peppers?
No, out of the.
Mushrooms?
Out of one of those cabinets there, they have lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. In the black container with the little, it's Archer Farms.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I got one of those. And then
like,
I got.
Are they still like $5 or $6?
Eight. It was
okay,
eight.
Okay, so a little bit of a. I tried those once and Caleb was like, don't do that again.
Very, very good. And then I got a thing of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. It's your palate.
Go and that up. Made for a lovely plate.
How did you do the filet?
I'll show. Let me show you a picture.
Did you bring up your wife on FaceTime while you were sitting at the table? Or?
She's probably at the no. corner on like her seventh hurricane. Totally.
I
trashed.
Asked her if she got a hand grenade or a hurricane. She didn't.
Wait, a hand grenade? Are those the same thing?
No, they're the big neon things. That make you turn fluorescent when you drink them. Slushy. Really? You guys, you know what I'm talking about? In New Orleans? It's called a hand grenade.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a steak.
Again, why you would waste your time with mixed drinks? I have no idea. That actually looks pretty good.
Thank you.
It actually, so the darker part along that cut of meat, is that where the marble was?
Yes. Yep.
That looks delicious. Do you season your meat?
Of course.
Like salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper. I have this Montreal steak seasoning that I throw on there a little bit, and then yeah. I got some Tony's. I always rub it down with some Tony's.
Nice.
I put Old Bay on the Brussels sprouts. That has been my go-to on the Brussels sprouts.
Have you had the blackened Old Bay?
No.
Pretty legit. Smaller container, but it's
yeah,
pretty
Yeah, I
good.
Get the big honking one, however much. Yeah, you know, it's
not
good.
Not like off-brand ketchup or anything, right?
Right. Exactly. You so know, I had that. It was great. I poured water into a glass instead of a stadium cup. I had a placemat.
You practice wow. being an adult.
I had a fork and a steak knife and all that because Damon Benning said, why are you leaving those dishes in the sink?
Well, I just felt like...
And then guess what I did? I did the, you know, a great thing is you could like do the dishes basically as you go or while the food is cooking.
That's what I like to do.
That's a really great thing.
Usually there's sous chefs for that.
So I did that. And
were you guilted into running the dishwasher with not full?
Well, you didn't even empty.
No, it was full. It was full. There was a couple things in there.
I didn't want you to waste water
prior to
the missus come home and say, "Why are these dishes in here?"
No. She won't ask. I think
so. She's pretty chill.
Yeah, I think we'll both just be happy that they have been washed and that we'll have dishes to use.
And you're eating each other's company.
I watered both the front and the back yard yesterday.
Sprinkler?
Yep.
So you attached the hose and everything?
Yeah.
And you got in the right spot so it hit all the water?
That's right. Yep. I mowed the back. Actually, I went over the front again, too. Oh. I made the bed this morning.
Okay. I'm just hoping you're telling me you're not one of those guys that
only
mows
the pillows?
Half the yard at a time.
No.
You know those people?
It's weird. Just do the
whole
thing.
I don't understand.
Especially my lawn's not very big. It's not very big, so yeah. The front doesn't grow as quickly as the back.
Do you feel like you need a day off of adulting?
No, not at all. I'm on a roll now.
So what's next? Like coffee and a paper, robe?
Yeah.
Bong
Clean
and
out
blends.
The garage?
Might have to take up coffee. Who knows?
I don't know why you haven't.
I don't drink coffee, no.
Well, I do.
Huh. They brought me some coffee at the College World Series, and I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know what? You know what?
Hey, be careful now. You get the right one, and it's a wrap.
It was the foofy sweet stuff.
You will be hooked.
It was good.
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you say that you don't drink coffee along with him is because there's a new study out there that you can add years to your life by drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I'm looking out for you guys.
There's been a study for everything. There was a study once that if you eat an insane amount of chocolate that you'll actually live longer.
Did he just hit you with a him?
Joe Madden.
You caught that? Like I did something to this guy.
Who him? We have him.
Damon is him.
I tried to convince Damon 8 years ago to drink coffee, and the look he gave me, I was like,
I don't drink hot drinks.
Me neither.
But this is the time that you go with a little iced coffee.
That's the thing.
That's what they brought me at the World Series, and I kind of liked it.
Well, they brought us iced coffee.
But it was too sweet. It was too sticky. Like, I don't want to feel sticky afterwards. Well, this is why water is really
icky.
So I drink straight iced coffee. I don't get the foofy stuff.
Oh, so it's just black coffee with ice.
You guys know you made up foofy, right? It's really. Is it like foo-foo or frou-frou?
Foo-foo.
Who's foofy?
Remember when they asked Frost about that? Or he talked about this foofy drink? Like that was like the first day of spring practice. He was like, I like my foo-foo coffee.
Is that different than Uzbekistan?
That was a different time, yeah.
Who would they win against?
That was a doozy. Everybody was like, where'd he pull that from?
We'll play in Uzbekistan.
Yeah, but they couldn't play Tennessee Chattanooga.
Well, the mocks, they couldn't. The conference was not allowing that. They had it. It's a done deal.
The Big Ten conference.
Yeah. That was a fun day of shows because that was like Nebraska
Hilarious.
Was going to leave the Big
they
Ten.
They just won. I was Bad News Bears all the way. Let them play.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were the whole state was unified as much as it ever has been before.
Whole question was that the last time Nebraska fans were unified yes. over Nebraska football?
That's absolutely
when
correct. Big it was
Ten
during the pandemic
when the Big Ten wouldn't let them play Chattanooga.
This is stupid. Let us play.
Come on, Moose.
Let us play Chattanooga.
Oh.
I guess the Big Ten had other ideas.
Yeah.
Apparently it was my time. Bill Moose.
I can't believe you're not exhausted from being an adult.
Well, I...
Did you get a nap in?
Yeah, I got done mowing the lawn, and I sat down on the couch, and I fell asleep for an hour. So
don't discount a grandpa nap.
Yeah. It was great. Worked out for me. And then I woke up and it was probably about 7 or 8 and looked up some stuff for the show today. Went to sleep. Here I am.
I still want to know what that cut of meat was.
Yeah, you have to go ask your guy.
I gotta go to Costco.
Oh, so you're cheating on Gus.
And then we have they don't have paper plates in bulk or TP or vitamins or water.
By the way, there is a deal at Costco.
Why is that
12
funny?
Pack of
that's exactly what I'm about to go get.
Hey, 12 pack of toilet paper. They will give you a coupon for a free hot dog.
Who's that? Who's they?
At Costco.
Costco?
Well, I don't want a hot. I mean.
Well, oh, you take the free coupon for the hot dog.
Your kids will like that hot dog. That hot dog is a game changer.
It's a big hot dog.
Zoe's particular.
And that big piece of pizza, but it's the hot dog. The big hot dog.
Have you ever tried one of those chicken bakes that they do? Those look horrendous.
Caleb loves those.
Those look ridiculous.
Yeah. He likes those quite a bit.
I'm not even sure what they're going for with those, but
I haven't been over there. Zoe went through a phase where she liked what she would call the fruit drinks. And then we realized she's only drinking about a quarter of that, so we stopped doing that. But it was a thing for like 3 times she got us.
I knew COVID was over when they opened up the food court again at Costco.
That's right.
Hey, that's the hangout, apparently.
Oh, I know people that will go there just for lunch, or they will go to pick up, on women at Target over lunch.
Remember they used to have like the umbrellas there? They would put umbrellas on the table like you're having a picnic.
People just advertising they're available at Target?
Well, because of the clientele at Target that go and get a coffee or they will sit there and eat lunch, I guess it's pretty good. I've been told that.
Sharpie just loitering in the towel
at
section?
Starbucks?
No, at Target.
Yeah, the Target Starbucks?
Yeah, the Target Starbucks area.
That's your
No,
jail.
Not my
house. You should see it. At the Target by my house.
168th?
There
or
is
132nd?
168th.
Okay.
There is a line of parents who are dropping their kids off every morning to go into the Starbucks. They come back out, and it's like a line like they're dropping them off for school.
At we the don't Starbucks. Have a, you don't have a drive-thru Starbucks out there?
World. It's so, it's like, I cringe.
Do you know what's deep every day at like 5:46? That scooter's on the corner. I'm telling you,
second.
Be careful with coffee. Coffee is the thing where...
I cannot. There's no way I could spend $50 a month on coffee.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's probably more than
it
that.
It sounds like you had a caramel macchiato.
It was some special drink that the guy made. I was like, sure, let's do it. Why not? It was good. But I don't crave it.
I don't spend $50 because most of my coffee is at home. So I do the K-cups.
Yeah. I just don't need another thing.
But you're right.
I don't
need
another
drive-through
thing.
Booth at 72nd for scooters, always busy. In the worst parking lot in all of Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are they going to do with that Fuddruckers?
Knock it down. Make the parking lot bigger.
Full disclosure, there was a time where... Like,
people
the boys, been, they like going there. That was my jam.
People have been trying to walk in there for the last year. They don't know that it's closed.
Really?
Yeah.
Quietly it closed, right?
Quietly.
Well, as opposed to what?
Well, haven't you stopped at a place that all of a sudden is closed?
Well, that'd be quiet.
Culprit Cafe is.
Oh, yeah.
If you stopped in there recently, boom, they were closed.
Hey, do either of you eat downtown a ton?
I wouldn't say a ton, but. A little
has
bit.
Anybody been to? Is it Lula's? Lula B's? It's like
Lula B's.
Oh yeah, it's right next to.
It used to be the old
local.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that pretty good?
I haven't been there,
dude. It's a brunch spot.
Yeah, you know,
I love brunch.
Me too.
You know who I've run into there before?
Who?
A little bit. Cluster.
So I had to go. See, you know how it's all torn up,
yeah. And Mike practiced at the field house. So when we got off, we went through downtown. And I was like,
"That's
huh.
nice down there,"
but it was so fast because I was trying to get to 10th, and I was trying to get to
the
street over where the hotel is, so you can just go back over.
Yeah, 10th.
That I couldn't look back over my shoulder, but I could have sworn it said brunch and something else.
Yeah, the brunch is really good.
What are the hours?
I think
if I had known what the name was, I would have looked.
I
want
to say they're a 6 to 2:30 type place.
Yeah, that was.
But it's like the early bird.
Usually I've just been there 11 noon.
They close at 2.
Would I drive downtown to eat breakfast?
Go downtown, go to the spot, and then look at they opened up the thing today. The
Jean Leahy Mall.
Yeah. Now that the College World Series is over, we can open up that nice part of
downtown. I'm from here. I used to have to go get students from there. I'm familiar.
Instead of finishing it three weeks earlier.
They brought back the slide.
They left the slides?
They brought a new one.
Oh, are there still the big fish?
In the koi pond? I don't know. But the park almost seems too nice to go into. Like, it looks really, really nice. Like, you're afraid to, like, walk through the park and, like, you know, spill something.
Hey, I got a tweet.
Who from?
This is really appreciated. This is from DC.
Oh, yeah. He's a cool dude.
He said, don't let these guys get to you. You are a true asset to your household. And I think I needed to hear that today. Nobody here is going to tell me how good I am.
Does DC low-key know you couldn't give a what?
I don't know. No, I care.
You're like the Teflon man. You can't harm me.
You got your back.
Isn't there like
some... Yeah, you got my back?
You guys can hit eighth in our lineup.
See, unfortunately, we have some similar mannerisms outside of the whole dishes thing, but the principal thing and non-negotiables, I think, are important. I mean, you like what you like.
Yeah, we're not that much different as you think. Not as different as you think.
I'm putting my dishes in the sink, though. I probably do have to shower a little more, too. Outside of that.
But you make it sound like I don't shower enough. That couldn't be further from the case.
I was just mortified that you gave the bare minimum number of showers for the days in the year.
Yeah, it's probably, like I said, it's probably a hair more than that.
That got my attention. I was like,
a shower a day. I'm perfectly clean.
365? I mean, sometimes you have some...
I said 380, and then I upped it to 400.
You have some busy days.
I don't think I'm as athletic as you give me credit for.
I was hoping you'd had a peace of mind.
I'm the cook. I'm the chef in my house.
Yeah. I am, too.
I am. Gary is.
That's Gary who he lives with.
Making corn dogs?
Gary, who do you live with?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's convenient for me to live alone right now.
See how he tried to get you?
Yeah.
He didn't live with anybody.
She said the other night, she goes, hey, someone came to make an offer on my house.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, what does that mean for me?
You trying to tell me something? All right, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's just,
see how.
I appreciate guys' support.
We got you.
Thank
you. If it needs to be 3-on-3, you can be on our team.
All right.
And why are your crossovers so much quicker than ours?
I don't know. Nick's
pretty strict with the clock.
Yeah, Nick
over
keeps
there.
Things really. He runs a tight ship.
What is that?
About 2:20, he'll start going.
Somebody told us how hilarious the crossovers were, and I said this was just yesterday. And I go, yeah, I said, man, I said just gotta drive Josh crazy, except he never acts like he's paying attention to us. And David goes, I don't know if you know this about Josh. He's pretty laid back.
Have you noticed?
Pretty unflappable.
Breaking news.
So I was like, okay.
We always find our way
58
back.
58 minutes, yeah. So no problem.
We always find our way
Shane
back.
Shane would be losing his mind over this.
We'll get it. Eventually.
That's the crossover. We'll start things off next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.